Welcome to thegodshow.us daily. Tonight's undercard about nobody bought tickets for. One question shuffled into this arena with no hype, no walkout music, just a name someone almost texted and didn't. And somehow, this quiet little contender is about to go 12 rounds against 15 of the oldest minds in human history. From Stoics to Sufis, to a cynic who will absolutely not be nice about it. No judges, no scorecards, just one person's question, and the tradition's brave enough to answer it.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person let a friendship become mostly memory without that counting as a loss? The word doing all the work in that sentence is counting. Not losing, counting. Because losing might just happen to you, but counting is a verdict. Someone has to decide what the drift means, and this question is asking whether they're even allowed to call it neutral. Can a person let a friendship become mostly memory without that counting as a loss? Stoicism goes first and it's blunt. The friendship already is what it was. Every hour you showed up, every word you meant, sealed, permanent. Stoics make a move that's genuinely strange if you actually press on it. They say memory isn't what's left after you lose something. It's the record of what cannot be lost. So the question of whether this counts as loss? Stoics would say you're auditing the wrong column entirely. The love is in the ledger. It doesn't evaporate when the texts stop.
Judaism would like a word. It says memory is not covenant. It's covenant's ghost. The Talmud cares about verbs. Did you go to them? Did you show up? You can carry someone tenderly in your chest for years, their laugh, the particular walk home in rain, and still have quietly abandoned them. Not cruelly, just the way a fire goes out when no one adds wood. That is a real thing, Judaism names. And it's uncomfortable. It says the counting matters because the other person might be doing it too.
Existentialism makes that even more pointed. It says, you chose this. The slow withdrawal, the unreturned message left as symbol rather than slight. That's not tragedy happening to you, that's authorship. And authorship earns its loneliness. Call it memory instead of loss, and you're not lying. You're making something out of what remains. But own it, completely. That's the existentialist's price of admission.
Which is where Sufism and cynicism go to war. Sufism says every friendship is wine poured from a cup that was never yours to keep. Memory is what love becomes when it no longer needs your hands. Beautiful, genuinely beautiful. Cynicism says the fish isn't fresh. You're pressing yesterday's catch toward anyone who will agree it still smells good. That friend is still alive, still eating, still wondering why you stopped calling. One tradition gives you silk robes, the other gives you a mirror that needs cleaning.
The Matrix gave us this one today. The red pill, the spoon, and that scene where Neo finally gets it. The spoon doesn't exist. The guilt you carry about the drift, the messages left unsent, the coffee you've now canceled twice in your own imagination. There is no spoon. The pop culture oracle says the friendship lives in a shoebox of ticket stubs and a laugh only that one person ever drew out of your throat. It moved to a shelf. It has a real address. You don't have to schedule anything to love it. I actually think the oracle landed that one cleanly. Stoicism says you can't lose what you lived fully. Judaism says you still have to show up. Existentialism says you're the one doing the counting. All three are probably right at once about different parts of the same person. Tomorrow's question is already waiting at thegodshow.us.
And there it is. The undercard bout. Nobody bought tickets for Just Went the Distance. One quiet question about a name you almost typed into your phone. Walked in here with no walkout music. No corner team, no crowd, and it survived 12 rounds with Stoics arguing about ledgers, cynics holding up fish, and one movie about a spoon that apparently solves grief. Support this free daily multilingual show at thegodshow.us. Find episodes, explore traditions, and ask your own question there. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The shoebox is still on the shelf. The wine was real. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.